be in love, baby. I can help you with that. Yeah, you wanna be tough, baby. Without the games or the traps.
LGE, that is Logan Green Electric, and this song is called Get That Guy Out of the Shire. You gotta get that guy off your mind. He's been using all your energy, using all your time. You've got to get that guy off your mind. He's been using all your energy, using all your time. And every time he seems to keep you up at night, and every night he can keep beeping off your mind. And every time he seems to wake you up when you couldn't sleep, when you couldn't sleep. You know, you've been hurting everyone. You know, what you are? Does he see you for what you are? Does he see you for what you are? Okay, for reals though, this song is number three.
What is this one?
We got this down to a science.
We got it.
Now neither do you.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with LGE / Logan Green Electric.
Woo, how are you doing tonight, Matt?
I'm doing great. How are you, Logan?
Fantastic. Been being a responsible adult all day, and now I get to come here to Jokels Only
and be a rock and roller.
Be a rock and roller.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, I think you guys are great, but you will never meet my expectations, because when I first found out that Logan Green Electric was becoming a new project, I was expecting this to be Logan Green's house music project. All European club.
Funny sounds. Thing, I was too. This is what it became, because I don't own a laptop, so that's what it is.
All right, well, this is the next best thing. So who's in Logan Green Electric?
Well, you've got this guy over here on the drums, and that's Mr. Ray Bear, and he's playing the drums and looking good at it too. Ray, go ahead and say hello.
I'm Gabe Sullivan for the night. It's direct to Tucson.
All right, and then we've got Mr. Kenneth Sidwell, Robert Kenneth Sidwell, on the bass over there. And he plays old local ska favorites by Cool Shades, Bone Gun. He does some early Troy's Bucket.
The early stuff off the first album.
And then my name's Logan Green. not to be confused with Logan Green, Missouri. It's a small city in a county in Missouri. So... just making sure.
Yeah, well, glad we clarified that for everybody. So tell me, how long has Logan Green Electric existed as a project?
Oh.
2 weeks now?
Yeah. You know, something like that. We played two shows, I think, and we've been around for the beginning of this year, maybe even after that, maybe March. I don't know.
Something
but
like
the project under like Logan Green has been around for several years. It's just taken different forms. Robert, how did you put this in a recent Facebook post of
this
yours?
This is just like Logan Green the Bricks, just without the talent.
There you go.
That sums it up.
So people may remember when you came on with Logan Green and the Bricks, you have a track on the new Locals Only compilation with that. But it seems to me like with LGE and then with the Big Flat Boys, who may make a cameo perhaps,
Word up.
You kind of took two parts of the Bricks sound that were fighting with each other and then split them up so they can happily exist on their own. So was that a kind of conscious decision that you wanted to explore the dancier stuff and the more country sound on its own?
Well, yes, it was, Matt. I decided I didn't want to do folk and rock together, because that's a bad idea. And so we split them up into rock and folk separate, and that's been working okay. So the Big Flat Boys, they're here hanging out in the studio. Hey, guys, in the back, say hi.
Woo!
It's a rowdy bunch, the Big Flat Boys. Very rowdy. They're back there. We're waiting to go on. That's the countryside of Logan Green. I had a manager at a job once who told me I should put out an album with every side of me. So we'll have the countryside and the pop side and then the backside of Logan Green on an album as well. So.
Perfect. So are any of the sides of Logan Green going to be touring this summer or anytime soon?
We just talked about it right before we came in. We decided, yes, we are going to play one or two out-of-town shows.
That's a tour.
That's a tour right there.
There.
Yeah. We think small.
Yeah. And are you going to do any solo touring or touring with other bands?
I'm going to try to tour with as much as I can this summer, go out with myself.
You're going out with the David Neff summer tour, right?
Yes. And then also going to be touring with Dr. Dinosaur, if I can talk them into it. And yeah, that'll be it. That'll be it. Just some fun touring plans, but nothing concrete. And summer's like a week away. So that's going to be a fun time to book.
There you go. And what about recording? Do you are the many sides of Logan Green? Are they going to?
We were going to spend $400 or $500 a day, get a studio, get a nice engineer. I'm pretty sure one of the dudes from Calexico, I'm sure, would have been down. You just call him up, and
Mr. Barnes.
But we realized, hey, we get free recordings here, so
there you go.
We're not going to be doing that. Look for a bootleg version of this performance at our shows.
There you go.
$20.
And what shows do you have coming up if people want to get that exclusive bootleg?
Well, May 10th at La Cocina
is a show with the Sadie Hawks, local fun guys, and Main Squeeze, local diet girls. That's like a riot girl band, but for girls who like to diet instead of rioting. And then also us, we're going to play, and it's my birthday's eve. So at midnight, we'll be playing a rock song, and it'll be my birthday. And that's our plan. That's our next show, May 10th.
There you go. So if people want to follow other shows and stuff like that, do you have a Facebook page or anything like that?
Yeah, we do. Okay. Facebook, it's kind of hard to spell. Facebook.com/MATTPMILNER. Go check that out. That is Facebook.com/MattPMilner.
That's it. Yeah, that's the one. That'll find all the Logan Green Electric information right there. Yeah, that's pretty much all you need to know about these guys, these jokers.
We were really confused when we got here because we thought this was a locals only dating thing. We didn't realize we were supposed to be playing. So thanks to Lariats for letting us use all their gear.
Oh, Lariat.
I'm in love with the that's as good a note as any to get back to some music. Logan Green Electric will be here until 10 o'clock on Locals Only. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk in a little bit after a few more songs.
Distance and time, as in the spice.
Hold on, let me move this mic out of the way. Oh, there we go. Okay. Wait, no. Okay, there we go. You got this, Big Bob Sidwell.
Yep.
You guys are looking good for radio tonight. I didn't expect you to wear suits. I mean, birthday suits.
We're naked.
You click it off. You're supposed to. It's right on. It would have been funnier.
Tell me why must I wait so long? Got me in your arms, so come on. space. Same key, different song. Okay, we've got Mariella Martin, thanks for listening.
Woo!
I'm checking my phone for texts. We got Jordan Wilson, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Got Hannah, thanks for listening. We got Tim O'Sullivan, thanks for listening. We got Tim O'Sullivan again, thanks for listening. Hannah again, okay, I didn't get that many texts.
turns out. Okay. Same people. And Dubs. Dubs is here. And she texted us just the
and
same.
And David Neff.
David Neff, David all the way from New York. Neff. So we're international.
That's, nope. Wrong.
Okay. This last LGE song is called Follow Your Heart to the Depths of Mordor.
Tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with LGE / Logan Green Electric. Thanks so much for coming again tonight, guys. Appreciate
no
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we talked earlier about the many sides of Logan Green, and one thing that I was wondering is, given these different projects you have and the many different sides, when you're starting to write a song or when you have the first sort of genesis of it, at what point do you know what home it's going to end up in?
I don't at all. There's been many songs that I've written for one project and then ended up being another project. like, because they were more of a punk song and I didn't know it, or it was more of a pop song but I couldn't tell, or, you know, a bunch of different things. So usually, that's part of the reason I broke up the bands into the less folky stuff and more folky stuff. That makes it a lot easier for me. All right, this song is a folky song, it goes with the folky band. And this song is a pop song, goes with the pop band. And I have a punk band and a country band, and then it's easy. They're all split. No cross genres, because nobody likes that anyway. And everything is fine and dandy.
So when you bring a song to Electric over here, or...
Lariats.
Yeah. Lariats. Yeah. Do you... is it pretty much fully formed at that point, or have you guys kind of worked some of these songs out together as well?
Actually, it's so far just been fully formed for the most part, but we jam on it together and we work out different groups. but straight up, I tell these guys what to do.
We get paid, so whatever.
they haven't got a check paid yet, but that's the promise.
It's in the mail.
It's in the mail.
I don't have a mailbox, so I don't know where I'm getting this check.
Put it in the mail.
Yeah. So before we change hats to the Big Flat Boys, one question for Logan with the producer hat on. I know that you're working on an ex-cowboy record that you're going to put out, in theory. What can you tell us about that?
So ex-cowboy is a project of Mr. Michael Huerta, who's my boy, my Huerta boy.
Huerta boy.
And he is... going to be releasing a full-length album. We're using going through Landmark Studios to record it with Petey Ronstadt, and he's been great and awesome recording it with us. And I've been producing it. I'm not in the band. I just wanted to produce their record. And so this is my first attempt at trying to make something that's not mine and still making a creative product. But yeah, I'm really excited. It seems like one of the few things I get excited about anymore. You know, I became a teacher, and teaching is fantastic. And I think maybe a couple of my students might be listening, and that's got to be weird for both of us.
And that's why they say teaching is fantastic, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this producing thing, despite me being wicked tired from teaching all the time. It's a really different lifestyle, teaching, than playing shows at night. Like, that was what I went from. Right. So it's pretty cool. Both the recording project and the teaching. Pretty cool.
There you go.
Official word on
you
the
heard
subject.
It. Yeah, you heard it here first. Pretty cool from Logan Green. So we're going to get a couple Big Flat Boys songs in here.
You boys ready?
Yes.
All right, do the Big Flat Boys want to introduce themselves, or they just want to get into the music?
Let's just do the music. You're a mensch, Logan Green. I love you.
My grandpa, he's playing drums for us tonight. Because our normal drummer couldn't be here. So.
Oh, my God.
we'll see if he makes it through a whole song. He's very old.
Oh, my God.
Gefilte
Fisch.
What are you doing with this one?
Whoa, why can I only write the good songs when I'm alone?
family. This next song we're gonna play about a good friend of mine from Texas, named Joe Kendall. He's in a band called Mount Ratchet. He's right up there from Grapevine, Texas. It's called The Closest Things. Let's go ahead and start this one, all right? Your vocal cords, but get down on my knees and thank the Lord. Maybe you can write a metaphor about a troubadour who can't sing anymore. And if my hands were tied, how might I reach you? How might I tell you how much I need you? The closest things are the furthest to reach, the harder you think, the further they seem. Get myself a record deal tonight. You can tell a million people how you feel. Thank you, Caxia! Only way to sing with a bullet in your teeth is to do it with a smile on your face. And for revenge, I have the finest of tastes. So I'll be smiling when I rub it in your face. And if my hands were tied, how might I reach you? How might I tell you how much I need you? The closest things are the furthest to reach, the harder you think, the further they seem. What happened to you, darling? You used to love the words I wrote.
never miss the notes that I missed. I missed every chorus boy. And I caught every blow that you blew. And now I'm doing what you knew I'd do. And if my hands were tied, how might I reach you? How might I tell you how much I need you? The closest things are the furthest to reach. The harder you think, the further they seem. What happened to you, darling? You used to love the words I wrote. Even when your hands were around my throat. All right!
Big and Flat. Thank you, Big Flat Boys. Oh, great
yes.
job.
Yes.
Great job back there.
Yes, anytime.
They're my boys. Yes. The Big Flat ones.
Oh, God. Oh, hurt you.
So what do you have next in store for us, Mr. Logan Green?
Well, working on this producing stuff. I'm starting a record label called Diet Pop Records. Mm. And we're going to be releasing some 7-inches, secret 7-inches. And I don't even want to talk about it right now. Yeah. There's just secret because the artists don't know who the split is with the other artists.
Ooh.
On top of that, the artists submit song titles to each other and they write or they draw the artwork for the opposing artist's side of their 7-inch. It's a secret 7-inch series I'm working on. Some secret artists in the work. but other than that, I'm just, oh, who's here? Oh, it's Tumbleweed and Jackalope. That's crazy. What are you doing
here?
What are they doing here?
Goodness.
That's wild. They just pop right in here.
Okay.
Say hi. Hi, Jackalope.
Hi. Hi, Rachel.
Perfect. So who do we have here?
This is Jackalope, and this is Tumbleweed. Hey, everybody. I'm Tumbleweed. Nice to see you. Oh, that's crazy. You guys just bust in here like this. It's kind of rude. Do you guys not like Locals Only on KXCI?
No.
That's a no. Why not? Well, we are a Camp Radio exclusive band, so we typically don't do something like this.
Oh,
but
no.
We figure any press is good press, and if we burst in here, we're hoping to get some bad press.
Well,
this is awful.
You're out of here.
Get out of here.
We have about 12 minutes left. This is your last
chance. That's 12 minutes too long for them fools.
This is the only chance you'll ever have to play on. On Locals Only, seeing as you've been banned from the show for life. But if Tumbleweed and Jackalope would like to join us for a couple songs, I think we could probably squeeze that in.
I think we'd like that. We'd
All
like
right.
that very much.
All right.
If that'd be okay with you.
Well, All let right. me wipe my sweat off these cans.
Oh. All right. So right now, I'm going to describe what's happening right now. The Big Flat Boys are currently moving out of the way as Jackalope moves over to the drum kit here. And Tumbleweed takes the guitar here. So you've been tuned into the Logan Green and the Family Fun Band here. Logan Green Electric for the first couple sets, then Logan Green and the Big Flat Boys. Now we've got Tumbleweed and Jackalope. Don't forget that Logan Green Electric's going to be performing at La Cocina for Double R Nights on Thursday, May 10th, along with Main Squeeze and the Sadie Hawks. And you can get up an exclusive copy of the bootleg they're putting out from this performance on Thursday. But now that we've got some invaders here, we'll turn it over to them for a little while. So here's Tumbleweed and Jackalope.
Thank you. We are Tumbleweed and Jackalope, and we are going to play some songs to the top of the hour for y'all. How are you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing great.
All right. We're going to play this first song. It's called For Alley, Not the One by Andy Parada.
Thank you.
you ever felt so small? Ali, I don't want you to think that it meant nothing to me. Just can't help but think you wanted it. Shout out, another shout out to Calvin McCarthy and Dora the Explorer, both texted me.
This one's Where Are You Tonight?
I don't get LGE back on for one more song. Logan Green back on the microphone. Kick that tumble jerk out of here. And this is Ray Bear, Robert K. Sidmill, Whitney Dubs, Matt Milner, Carl Johnson. I'm Logan Green. And that's been the Logan Green Happy Hour. We have one more song. This is a cover song. It's DJ. It's the old DJ. Straight from Austin, Texas. True love will find you in the end. You will find out just who was your friend. Do not be sad, I know you will. And don't give up until true love will find you. This is a promise with the cat.